Investors are doing their best to feel good about China's national team stepping in to buy stocks and the OECD upgrading its outlook for global growth. We've since seen a healthy rebound in risk appetite with stocks back up and the US dollar under pressure again. But overall, the issues the bond market has been having, trusting the Fed's communications, are issues that are still there. And we've been seeing this reflected by way of the widest gap between nominal GDP and US 10-year yield since 1966. So we continue to recommend exercising caution as far as trusting these moves go. We also warned about the increasing prospect for a dollar-yen reversal, and we think this will be worth keeping an eye on for more downside pressure over the coming sessions, both if the US dollar continues to sell off or if we see another downturn in risk sentiment, especially with dollar-yen tracking overbought into major triangle resistance going back to 2015. Looking ahead, US inflation data is the only notable standout on the Wednesday calendar. Of course, we also get the Bank of Canada policy decision for anybody tracking Canada updates. That's all for now.